And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After the nerve-shattering performance, in which Claudia Vincent appeared for the first time in the leading feminine role opposite Larry Noble, the audience has finally left the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. And now, backstage, Mary and Rupert Barlow, the play's financial backer, are approaching Larry as he stands in the wings. And we hear...
Oh, darling, it took us forever to get out. The crowd was moving so slowly.
Oh, that's all right. Plenty of time now. All the time in the world.
The most awful storm has come up outside, Larry. It's raining like the very devil.
Yes, I've been hearing thunder from time to time, Rupert.
We came through the alley and raced to the stage door. Even so, we got pretty wet.
I hope it hasn't ruined that lovely gown, Mary.
Oh, no, it's perfectly all right, Rupert.
How was it out front, in the audience, Mary? Was the performance as bad as it seemed to me?
Oh, I don't think so, dear. As a matter of fact, I thought the last scene was by far the best. Claudia Vincent seemed to have gotten over her nervousness. Don't you think so, Rupert?
I'm not a very good judge, Mary. At least not of this particular performance.
All right. You don't have to draw any diagrams. I knew it was rotten. I don't know what happened at the last minute to get Claudia to such a state, but she was shaking like a leaf the entire time. I have a good mind to take that Oliver Wilson by the throat.
Wait a minute, Larry. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, what in the world could he have to do with all this?
I don't know, but he certainly stirred up trouble somehow.
Well, I don't understand, Larry.
Oh, what does it matter now? The performance is over and there's nothing more to worry about. The main thing now is to see about getting home.
You're right, my dear, 100% right. We've got to get out of here somehow. Though how we'll manage in this downpour is something else again.
Oh, where's Claudia, Larry? Isn't she going to say anything to us?
Don't ask me, Mary. She went to her dressing room as soon as the last curtain call was over, and I haven't seen her since.
Oh, typical, I'd say. Claudia never was one for putting herself out. And I suppose after making a spectacle of herself, she's none too keen on seeing any of us.
She's probably taking off her makeup. I'm sure she'll be out.
Well, it doesn't matter one way or the other. I've done my part in sitting through her beastly performance. If you'll excuse me for being so rude about your lovely theater partner, Mary, I'm sure you know what I mean.
I wonder what's keeping the others. They were right behind us. And Maud Marlowe was back of them with Tom Bryson.
Oh, let's not worry our heads about them, Mary. Let's just think of ourselves and how we're to get out of to Long Island in this weather.
I guess we'll just have to run for the subway and take our chances.
In Mary's beautiful evening gown, not in your life. I have it. I'll phone one of those car rental agencies and order a car and driver to come to the theater.
Oh, Rupert, I'm sure we can find an easier way.
Oh, don't you believe it. There's nothing simpler than that. The fellow will be around in no time, you'll see.
I know, but driving all the way to Long Island...
Oh, bless you, Mary. What a thoughtful soul you are. But you must let me do this my way. It'll give me the greatest pleasure to arrange for a car.
Didn't you drive in from your place on Long Island, Rupert?
Yes, Larry, why?
I should think you'd want to drive your own car back.
Oh, nonsense. In this weather? Let my man Victor come in tomorrow and pick it up.
Oh, if only Victor had heard you when you called to him before. When we saw him across the street from the theater earlier tonight.
Yes. I can't get over that. Oh, perhaps we were mistaken. Maybe it wasn't Victor after all.
Oh, yes, it was. I saw him very plainly. It was Victor, all right.
What is all this?
Well, we saw Victor out front, across the street from the theater during intermission. Isn't that strange?
Strange? I don't see why.
I do. Rupert called to him, but he didn't turn around. I wonder what he could have been doing on this particular street. Tonight of all times.
Maybe he's a secret admirer of Claudia's. Maybe he took a seat in the top balcony.
Maybe, but I doubt it, Larry. Now, never mind. Just you leave everything to me and I'll see you safely back home. Oh, I say, how many of us will there be in the car?
Oh, let's see. There's you and Larry and Maud Marlowe and me.
Right, four of us.
Is that all? What about Julia Dixon?
Oh, yes, and Oliver Wilson.
They can take my car if they like. I'm sure it's all the same to me.
But won't Julia want to drive home with us?
I won't have the car so crowded, hang it all. And I won't have the trip ruined by that infernal young Oliver Wilson. Just let me manage this.
Sounds pretty bad outside.
Yeah. Don't like to accept this ride from Rupert. but I don't know of a better way to get home.
I think it's very thoughtful of him. He's awfully good at arranging things, Larry.
Yes, isn't he, though? However, he's had years of experience and unlimited means to perfect the art.
Well, I don't see why you're so bitter about him. He hasn't done anything to warrant it. Certainly not tonight, at any rate.
All right, let's not go into all that.
Darling, you must be terribly tired.
I'm just about dead. I can't remember ever being so tired before.
I do hope Rupert can arrange for that car soon.
I guess we might as well go to my dressing room to wait.
All right, dear. Are you going to do anything about Claudia Vincent?
What should I do, Mary?
I mean, do you want me to go to her dressing room and say something to her?
No, that's the last thing I want you to do.
All right, I was only trying to be pleasant.
Yes, just let Claudia alone, that's all.
Well, I certainly have no wish to talk to her. There isn't anything I could say about tonight's performance.
Good, then don't try. Come on, let's go to my dressing room.
I must say, I do think she could come out and say something to the people who have gone to all this bother to be here tonight.
What people? Rupert? Why should she want to see Rupert?
Well, he's been nice enough to spend the evening watching her performance, Larry.
He came because he wanted to be with you. Let's not distort the facts.
He didn't do anything of the sort. I got up this party to be nice to Claudia.
All right, Mary, and now it's over, thank heaven, and we can go home. I hope. And try to forget about it.
I wonder where the others can be. It's funny that they haven't come backstage yet, isn't it, Larry?
Maybe so. But I'm not going to worry. Not ever going to worry again. Sit down, why don't you? Wait till I get this makeup off.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, not a thing. Just relax. Oh, mind closing the door while I change?
Not at all, Larry.
Might be cooler outside if you'd rather wait there.
No, this is fine. I'll put out your shirt and tie.
Find out anything more about that Oliver Wilson, Mary?
What do you mean?
I was just wondering if he happened to say anything about being here at the theater earlier tonight.
No.
Don't trust that fellow. Something about him I don't like.
Maybe it's his apparent interest in Claudia.
Oh, now, honey, what a silly thing to say.
Yes, I know it is. I'm sorry, darling. It's just that everyone is so on edge tonight. All I want to do is get away from here and get into our own home.
Oh, me too. Who is it?
Larry, I have to see you at once. May I come in?
Yes, come in.
Oh, hello, Claudia. Please do come in.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, it's quite all right. Larry's taking off his makeup.
Feeling better now it's over, Claudia?
Oh, I don't know how I feel, Larry. There's a most horrible storm raging inside me. When I think of what I've been through, and all because of those lies, when I think how I've been taken in, how I was made to believe, to sacrifice my whole career, my big chance...
Claudia, what in the world? What's happened?
Oh, I don't wonder you ask what's happened. It's just about the end of everything, that's all. And all because of that wretched little...
Well, right in here, dear. Oh, so this is where you are, Claudia. Julie and I were looking all over
for you. So, Oliver, you have the nerve to come back here after what's happened. You dared to stand in that doorway and speak so casually. Julie and I were looking all over
I say now, Claudia, that there's no use in making heavy weather of all this.
Isn't there, though? You think you can wriggle out of this, leaving me with my shattered hopes? Do you think for 1 minute that I'll be quiet while you try to make a last-minute play for Julia Dixon?
Claudia, for the love of heaven...
It's no use trying to make me keep still, Oliver. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell everyone just what kind of liar and cheat you are. I'm going to tell them how you showered me with worlds of love, how you couldn't live without me, how you persuaded me against all reason to run off with you, to elope, to marry you, only to find out that you're nothing but a cheap fortune hunter.
Oh...
What's going on here? What's all the commotion?
Look out, Rupert. Be careful. Julia's there on the floor. She's fainted. Somebody get some water. And the rest of you stand back and let me bring her to.
In the confusion, Mary thinks only of Julia Dixon. She doesn't watch the expression on Larry's face, nor on Rupert's. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.